Well, good morning. It is November 22nd, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Lord willing, I am out in the woods right now, hunting some deer. Again, that's why I'm wearing the orange, just as a reminder to you to pray for me today. Pray for safety, and also pray for that big buck to come walking by my tree stand today. I'm looking forward to that, but again, it is a privilege to still be able to read the Bible with you each and every single day, even from the tree stand. Obviously, I can't do that without sharing, scaring the deer away. And so, so continue to pray for me in that regard. But today, we are going to pick up in 1 Chronicles chapter 17. We are going to read James chapter 4. We are going to start the book of Jonah chapter 1, and then Luke chapter 6 to conclude us out. So let's get in the Word today. 1 Chronicles chapter 17 today. 1 Chronicles 17. Now it came to pass, as David sat in his house, that David said to Nathan the prophet, "Lo, I dwell in a house of cedars, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord remaineth under curtains." And then Nathan said unto David, "Do all that is in thine heart, for God is with thee." And it came to pass that same night that the word of God came to Nathan, saying, "Go and tell David my servant, thus saith the Lord, thou shalt not build me an house to dwell in, for I have not dwelt in a house since the day that I brought up Israel into this land, but have gone from tent to tent, and from one tabernacle to another. And wheresoever I have walked with all Israel, spake I a word to any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people, saying, Why have ye not built me a house of cedars? Now therefore, thus shalt thou say unto my servant David, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote, even from following the sheep, that thou shouldest be ruler over my people Israel. And I have been with thee whithersoever thou hast walked, and have cut off all thine enemies from before thee, and have made thee a name like the name of the great men that are in the earth. And also I will ordain a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, and they shall dwell in their place, and shall be moved no more. And neither shall the children of wickedness waste them any more as at the beginning, and since the time that I have commanded judges to be over my people Israel. Moreover, I will subdue all thine enemies. Furthermore, I tell thee that the Lord will build thee a house. And it shall come to pass, when thy days be expired, that thou must go to be with thy fathers, that I will raise up thy seed after thee, which shall be of thy sons, and I will establish his kingdom. And he shall build me a house, and I will establish his throne forever, and I will be his father, and he shall be my son. And I will not take my mercy away from him, as I took it from him that was before thee, but I will settle him in my house, and in my kingdom forever, and his throne shall be established forever." According to all these words, and according to all this vision, so did Nathan speak unto David. And David the king came and sat before the Lord and said, "Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house that thou hast brought me hitherto? And yet this was a small thing in thine eyes, O God, for thou hast also spoken of thy servant's house for a great while to come, and hast regarded me according to the estate of a man of high degree, O Lord God. And what can David speak more to thee for the honor of thy servant? For thou knowest thy servant, O Lord, for thy servant's sake, and according to thine own heart hast thou done all this greatness in making known all these great things. O Lord, there is none like thee, neither is there any God beside thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears. And what one nation, and what one nation in the earth is like thy people Israel, whom God went to redeem to be his own people, and to make thee a name of greatness and terribleness, by driving out nations from before thy people, whom thou hast redeemed out of Egypt. For thy people Israel didst thou make thine own people forever, and thou, Lord, becamest their God. And therefore now, Lord, let the thing that thou hast spoken concerning thy servant and concerning his house be established forever, and do as thou hast said. Let it even be established that thy name may be magnified forever, saying, The Lord of hosts is the God of Israel, even a God of to Israel. And let the house of David thy servant be established before thee. For thou, O my God, hast told thy servant that thou wilt build him a house, and therefore thy servant hath found in his heart to pray before thee. And now, Lord, thou art God, and hast promised this goodness unto thy servant. Now, therefore, let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may be before thee forever. For thou blessest, O Lord, and it shall be blessed forever." That was 1 Chronicles chapter 17. Let's move on over to our next reading, James chapter 4 today. James chapter 4. James chapter 4. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not, even of your lusts that war in your members? Ye lust, and ye have not. Ye kill, and desire to have, and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, and yet have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? And whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do you think that the scripture saith, in vain the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? But he giveth more grace. And wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. And there is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judgest another? Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings, and all such rejoicing is evil. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him is sin. That was James chapter 4. Let's move on over and start the book of Jonah today. Speaking of knowing what is the will of God and then doing it not, it's sin. We have a perfect example of what that is today in Jonah. Jonah chapter 1. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. And so he paid the fare and therefore and went down into it and to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. And then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of it. But Jonah was gone down on the side of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. And so the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, what meanest this, thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us that we perish not. And they said every one to his fellow, come, let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. And so they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. And then they said unto him, tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation, and whence comest thou? What is thy country, and of what people art thou? And he said unto them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. And then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. And then said they unto him, what shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea was wrought, and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, take me up, and cast me forth unto the sea. And so the sea, so shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake the great tempest is upon you. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to land, but they could not, for the sea was wrought and was tempestuous against them. And wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, we beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee. And so they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. And then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord, and made vows. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. That was Jonah chapter 1. Let's move on over to our final reading today, Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6 today. And it came to pass on the second Sabbath after the first that he went through the cornfields, and his disciples plucked the ears of corn and did eat, rubbing them in their hands. And certain of the Pharisees said unto him, Why do ye that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath day? And Jesus answering them said, have ye not read so much as this, what David did when himself was a hungered, and they which were with him, how he went into the house of God and did take and eat of the showbread and gave also to them that were with him, which it is not lawful to eat but the priests alone. And he said unto them that the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. And it came to pass also on another Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught, and there was a man whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and the Pharisees watched him, and whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts, and said to the man which had the withered hand, rise up and stand forth in the midst. And he rose and stood forth. And then said Jesus unto them, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or to do evil, to save a life or to destroy it? And looking round about and upon them all, he said unto the man, stretch forth thy hand. And he did so, and the hand was restored whole as the other. And they were filled with madness and communed with one another what they might do to Jesus. And it came to pass in those days that he went out into the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer. And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom also he named apostles, Simon, whom he also named Peter, and Andrew his brother, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon, called Zealotus, and Judas, the brother of James, and Judas Iscariot, which was also the traitor. And he came down with them and stood in the plain in the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of Judea and Jerusalem and from the sea coasts of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them all. Then he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast you out, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day, and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in this manner did their fathers unto the prophets. But woe unto you that are rich, for ye have received your consolation. Woe unto you that are full, for ye shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, for ye shall mourn and weep. Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. But I say unto you, which hear, love your enemies, and do good to them that hate you, bless them that curse you, and pray for them that despitefully use you. And unto him that smiteth thee on the one cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. Give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. And if ye do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. And if ye lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. And he came and spake a parable unto them. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? The disciple is not above his master, but every one that is perfect shall be as his master. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but perceivest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Neither how canst thou say to thy brother, brother, let me pull out the mote that is in thine eye, when thou thyself beholdest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, cast out first the beam out of thine own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to pull out the mote that is in thy brother's eye. For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his fruits. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of bramble bush gather thy grapes. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? And whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the floods arose, the stream beat vehemently upon the house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of the house was great. That was our reading today for November 22nd, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I will be sure to mark that down. Thank you all so much for joining me. Let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for another day that you've given to us. Lord, I pray that we would indeed take these words of Jesus and not just hear them, but do them. Lord, may we lay that foundation upon the rock of you, the rock of your word. Lord, starting with myself today, may we not be like the foolish man. Lord, I pray, keep us from that destruction. And indeed, Lord, just continue to help us to live for you today, starting with myself. We love you, and I just praise you so much for each one of my brothers and sisters. Give them a good day in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye, everybody.